Dreamscape presents The Ghosts of Rancho Espanto by Adriana Cuevas, narrated by Anthony Ray Perez. To Heather and Rob and the Magic of Ghost Ranch. Chapter 1. You meander down an empty corridor, late afternoon light streaming through the large, smudged windows. Beto whispers behind me and Yessi as we walk down the hall. You slowly make your way to the large banquet hall, empty of revelers. Beto, Yessi, and I stop at the doorway of our school cafeteria at Heron Glade Middle School. Beto gives me a confident smile, his braces glinting in the light. He puts one hand on my shoulder and one hand on Yessi's shoulder. Your clan has been granted one item from the banquet hall to aid them in their travels. What do you decide to take? Yessi looks at Beto and winks. I swallow hard. Are we really doing this? I ask. My ears hurt from straining to listen for approaching teachers or custodians catching us in the act. Beto squeezes my shoulder as Yessi nods. Oh, yeah. Our clan elects to take the slushy machine, she says. Beto smirks. Excuse me, brave traveler. The what? Yessi squints, thinking. The magic fountain of icy sweetness. Ah, the magic fountain, Beto nods. Excellent choice. Roll, please. Yessi pulls a green 20-sided die from her jeans pocket. We crouch on the ground, and she flips the die on the gray concrete floor. It tumbles with a clatter that echoes through the hall. Our game is based on Beto describing a situation, Yessi and I deciding what we want to do, and then someone rolling a die to see if we'll be successful. The number that pops up will tell us whether our attempt to steal the slushy machine will work. The higher the number, the better. 16, Yessi says. Beto winks at us. I see success in your endeavor. We creep into the cafeteria, our eyes on the gleaming metal prize in the corner of the room. Beto, Yessi, and I have been obsessed with the role-playing game, The Forgotten Age, since the beginning of third grade. Other players have come in and out of our game, since it doesn't really work with only three people, but they always lose interest. We're the only ones who've stuck with it for nearly 4 years. Last week, my dining room table was covered with our character charts, a Land of Eldervorn map,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?